Welcome. Today we're discussing exciting new developments from Microsoft's Playwright team, specifically their Playwright MCP server. Buckle up, folks, because this is a game changer.
MCP server? Playwright MCP? I'm intrigued. Lay it on me. What's the big deal?
Well, it's a model context protocol server that wraps Playwright, essentially allowing MCP clients, like the Claude desktop app, to automate browser interactions. Imagine Claude navigating websites and interacting with elements, all thanks to this server.
Whoa, that's impressive. So how does it actually work? Does it use some sort of magic?
Not magic, but pretty close. It leverages the Chrome accessibility tree. This means the MCP clients use this tree to read and navigate pages, making automation super smooth.
Accessibility tree. Got it. So is it difficult to set this up? Asking for a friend who's, not a tech wizard.
Not at all. If you have Claude Desktop and Node.js, it's a breeze. You simply tweak your Claude Desktop config.json file. Just add the Playwright server details under MCP servers.
So just a quick config change, and boom, automated browsing. I see, interesting. What kind of tools are we talking about here?
Oh, a whole bunch. Navigation tools, like navigating to URLs, going back and forward in history. Screenshot tools to capture what's on the page. Mouse control tools, moving, clicking, dragging. And get this, accessibility snapshot tools.
Accessibility snapshots? That sounds powerful. What do they do?
They allow you to capture the structure of the page, click on specific elements, drag between them, and even hover. All using accessibility references, mind you.
Huh. So you're saying I could tell Claude, go to this website, click this button, fill out this form, all without lifting a finger.
Precisely. And Simon Willison, who blogged about this, even provides a way to get a detailed description of all the available tools. He used an LLM, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, to break down the functionality.
That's clever. Using an LLM to explain the LLM-powered browser tools. But, isn't this whole thing a bit invasive? You know? Automated browsers crawling around?
That's a valid concern. I think the focus here, though, is on accessibility and automating tasks. For example, imagine how this could help users with disabilities navigate the web more easily. It's a powerful tool, and like any powerful tool, it comes down to responsible use, right?
Right. That makes sense. So, big takeaways. Microsoft's Playwright team rocks. Automated browsing just got a whole lot easier, and the Chrome accessibility tree is the secret sauce.
Exactly. This tech opens up so many possibilities for automating web interactions, testing, and even assistive technologies. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll catch you next time with more exciting tech updates. Bye.
Goodbye.